At this point, it'll be easier to contact the Florida Vessel Turn-In Program, or VTIP, and get them to remove it for free. If you wait till it sinks, you have to pay a removal fee and maybe even a criminal fine.
I don't know.
Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, go to FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
Senators will be sworn in as jurors later today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Republican Tim Scott has already made up his mind in the case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
They are guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty of the greatest invasion in American history.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports that House Republicans delivered impeachment articles after Mayorkas testified at a hearing.
Over 7 million migrants have been encountered since President Biden took office. That's more than three times more for the 4 years under Donald Trump. Mayorkas recently changed his assessment and now calls it a crisis. He also said the federal government is doing all it can to keep illegal migrants from coming in.
With the resources and the authorities that we have been provided, it is as secure as we can make it.
Senate Democrats may not even hold a trial, saying Mayorkas committed no crime and there's just a policy dispute. There's uncertainty in the House over votes on foreign aid bills. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been pushing, but some of his fellow Republicans are pushing back, threatening to oust the Speaker over allowing a vote on additional military aid to Ukraine they oppose. But Congressman Ryan Zinke tells Fox Business,
I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere.
Ukraine's president again pleading for more American air defense after a Russian missile attack this morning killed at least 13 people in the city of Cherniv. After Iran's weekend attack on Israel, Fox's Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
The United States will impose new sanctions on Iran's drone and missile programs. The move is meant to put new pressure on the Islamic Republic and try to dissuade Israel from launching a heavy counterstrike.
Iran warned today that even the tiniest Israeli invasion would lead to a massive and harsh response. There's no court today for former President Trump in New York, so jury selection will resume tomorrow. They've picked seven jurors so far. He calls it political persecution, trying to silence him.
The gag order is totally unconstitutional. The judge should not be there. The judge is highly conflicted.
America's listening to Fox News.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is Florida News Now.
One of Florida's most popular politicians has died. Two-time governor and three-time U.S. Senator Bob Graham was 87. In retirement, Graham criticized today's Congress for being unable to get things done.
The dysfunctioning of Washington, that instead what we're getting is trivial partisan arguments that are resulting in stalemate.
Graham speaking to the Ryan Gorman Show in 2018. Graham served more than four decades in public office and never lost an election. NASA says it's investigating how space junk released from the International Space Station ended up crashing into a house in Naples. The ISS robotic arm released a pallet of aging nickel hydride batteries weighing 5,800 pounds. NASA miscalculated and predicted they would burn up in the atmosphere. There's a SunPass scam making the rounds across the state.
Some customers report getting suspicious text messages that claim they owe money on their SunPass accounts and asking them to click a link to make payment. SunPass shared an image of one such text message, which references a charge for usage of Florida Express lanes and provides the link to avoid extra fees. SunPass says this is a phishing ploy aimed at collecting your personal information. Service says it will never ask for immediate payment via text. Reed Shepard, News Radio, WFLA.
An education bill is now law after a signing ceremony in Jacksonville. Governor DeSantis says the law makes it easier to create charter schools and restricts how many book challenges can be filed by someone who doesn't have kids in the school system. The Florida Panthers will take on their in-state rival in the first round of the NHL playoffs. The Cats face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning for the third time in four seasons. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
We now go behind the scenes to one of the major credit card companies.
$3,000 in credit cards today. Well, there's the processing fee, the we need to eat lunch fee, the just because we can fee.
Stop. Are you a small business owner processing credit cards, but when you look at your bank account, your profit is nowhere near what it could be, and all the so-called fees don't even make sense? Time for something new, something that makes a lot of sales sense. Mike Krause and his team at Sales Sense want to show you the ways you could be saving that hard-earned profit. Mike has been developing the best payment applications for businesses like yours for over 20 years and offers payment processing and solutions with zero agreements, zero setup charges, zero rate increases, and for a limited time, get a free Clover point of sales device, all with complete on-site training for you and your team. Mike is your neighbor, so when you have a question, you could call him directly and not some customer service center who knows where. Call 305-723-1234 today and start making sales that make sense with Sales Sense. 305-723-1234. That's 305-723-1234.
My question to you is...
Killer question.
The question is whether you can back it up.
They're the most powerful weapon we have.
Let me answer the question.
As long as you keep questioning it...
It's what happens next. That's the question.
So will we.
There are no unanswered questions.
Questions answered daily on Good Morning Keys.
Now I have a question for you.
Weekdays at 8 a.m. on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys.
Pre-recorded material.
Morning, Glory America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway, joined by Jonathan Williams, who is the chief economist for the American Legislative Exchange Council. Good 2024 to you, Jonathan. How are you?
Well, great. It's great to hear your voice, my friend, and good to be back to talk about our new rich states, poor states yet again, 17 years now.
I am going to get to richstatespoorstates.org in a moment, but I got to ask you an economics question first, because you are an economist. President Biden last night wrote on Twitter yesterday afternoon, "Women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're saying that if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share." He's referring to Caitlin Clark making $340,000 a year. "It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunity as our son and ensure women are paid what they deserve." I responded, "Sigh, it's about television revenue, period." But as Joe Biden, as he's repeatedly shown, does not get basic economics and reveals that again, and it could be soon, when the WNBA attracts advertising and ticket sales on par with the NBA, the WNBA's players will make the same. Am I right or is Joe Biden right, Jonathan Williams?
Well, I think pretty much down the road, you better ask that question. I think you're always right compared to Joe Biden. Look at his track record when it comes to the economy, right? I mean, you haven't racked up $35 trillion of debt any time recently, have you?
No, I haven't. But I just, whenever I hear we should pay teachers more, look what the NFL is making, I just despair of basic economics. It's why Texas, Tennessee, and Florida are attracting people, and California and New York are losing people. It's basic economics, John.
Well, it's not rocket surgery, right? That's as my co-author Art Laffer likes to say. I mean, this is economics 101, and as long as we as Americans have this amazing opportunity awarded to us by our founding fathers of choosing the type of government that we want and freedom of association, there's no such thing as building a wall between two states. I mean, in California, it would be probably building it today, because look at this, you know, massive out-migration away from states like California. You've lived it. You know it well. You've seen New York. I mean, New York is down incredibly 2 million Americans over the last 10 years on net. I was just in Albany earlier this week with conservatives at the Capitol. They're 50th out of 50 in rich states, poor states now for 15 out of 17 additions. And so there's just some states that can't get out of their own way. While, as you noted, some very good ones there a minute ago, so many are moving in the right direction. And there's so much optimism, Hugh, of happening at the state level compared to this gridlock at best, if not doom and gloom, happening in here in D.C.
You know, 2 days ago, Jonathan, producer Dwayne was griping about his tax bill. I said, well, move to Texas and you won't have to pay any state income taxes. And he, of course he can't because the other side, his other half, is employed in California. My question to you is, though, who's number one in rich states, poor states? And where do people get the report?
Well, richstatespoorstates.org is how you get this year and every other edition preloaded there to see how your state's been as well. But the great news about Utah, the number one state this year, again, for economic outlook, has been number one for each and every edition, Hugh, of Rich States, Poor States going back 17 years.
And that's not very fair. That's not NFL competitive balance.
Right. A little fairness. that's the Biden view right there. There you go. I mean, the Utah incredible experience, though, is just so many good things, from the flat tax to pension reform. They've had this great innovative truth in taxation piece that you and I have talked about to keep property taxes in check. And then, of course, Utah's skeptical of these so-called free dollars coming from Washington and have put in place some protections there for taxpayers in the Utah budget. So, I mean, it's an incredible free market success story. And the proof's in the pudding, Hugh. Look at who's the fastest growing state over the last decade. Utah has grown about 18% over the last decade alone. So there you have it.
Jonathan, in terms of school choice, I believe, and I think it will take a few years to unfold, that those states like Florida and Idaho and Ohio and Texas hadn't done it yet. I won't take Texas off. Iowa has done it. That have adopted school choice, robust school choice, will rise in your rankings. Did that show up yet?
Well, I think we saw West Virginia, the first state out of the gate that did school choice, with our hero, Senator Patricia Rucker, the immigrant from Venezuela who sits on the ALEC board, has been on your show to talk about it.
Yep.
That's the first out of the gate, and that was one of the biggest winners in this year's Rich States, Poor States. West Virginia had their best all-time ranking out of the 17 years. And by the way, Hugh, as far as we can find the data going back, as you know, West Virginia has been an out-migration state. They just lost one of their three congressional districts in 2020 in the reapportionment. But for the very first time, Hugh, the new numbers are in from the census. West Virginia is growing again and getting individuals on net from the other 49 states. That's not an accident, and it's because of tax cuts and school choice that made it happen.
Which states are the other big movers, Jonathan, up and down in richstatespoorstates.org?
Well, Texas was a big winner this year, moving up from 13 to 6. They have long been a bastion for free market ideas and avoiding the income tax, as you mentioned earlier. They also, just this last year, had probably the largest tax cut in state history by trying to get to the bottom of the property tax issue that has been long a sore spot for Texas homeowners. And so that was a big move in the right direction. Nebraska moved in the right direction. Mississippi also cracked the top 20 after their flat tax and substantial income tax cuts in recent years. But you know, you combine the tax cuts with school choice in places like Utah and Arizona. Arizona's number 3 with their 2.5% flat tax and school choice. I think that's an amazing just a combination that's going to yield huge results when you combine those two policies together.
Now, Jonathan, how do you weigh in the adverse impacts of new migration? Arizona's overwhelmed by migrants. Now, some of them are moving to Chicago and New York and Massachusetts and other so-called sanctuary states. But does that migrant burden show up anywhere in your rankings?
Not yet, but it certainly could in the future editions. And I fully expect those areas that, for instance, are signing those individuals up for free health care and education and all kinds of other government services are going to see a huge uptick in potential tax burdens unless they start to get their fiscal house in order. But you cannot ignore that impact from a fiscal or economic perspective.
I'm talking with Jonathan Williams. He is the chief economist and executive vice president of ALEC. You can follow him on X at Tax Economist. All right, Jonathan, you told us New York's 50. Who are the people who had the biggest drops? You know, in the NFL, usually half of the playoff teams fall out of the playoffs the next year. Who fell in the rankings this year?
Well, there's a couple of interesting takeaways there. I mean, the bottom 10 were the bottom 10 last year with a little reordering. So there's a quintile of states there that have just a horrible economic record. We don't need to go through all of them because your listeners know who they are. If they live in one, they know who they are, the Illinois, yep, the California, the New Yorks of the world. One of the big losers, though, this last year was Washington State, that had previously done well as a blue state because it avoided a personal income tax. And you remember, Hugh, they came up with a new definition of a capital gains income tax they said was not an income tax in their Supreme Court recently. It's a great little bit of sophistry that's going to live on, I think, in infamy when it comes to tax policy debate. So they created a capital gains income tax. I think that's the harbinger for a future personal income tax, unfortunately, which will move Washington State in the bottom 10. They've already seen the consequences. We've seen the news of Jeff Bezos moving out of Washington State, going to no income tax Florida, and Washington State potentially lost out on nearly half of the revenue they thought they were going to gain from this capital gains tax. So there you have it. It's a state that, you know, had been positive, now is moving in a very alarming direction.
Now, Jonathan, I want to close with Florida. I went down there for the NBC-Salem debate that I co-moderated among Republican would-be nominees, and I hadn't been to Miami in a few years, and I was stunned at how glorious it is. It's just a beautiful city now. How is Florida doing? Did it move at all? Because they were already pretty good, but there's not much room at the top to go up with Utah stuck there in number one. Did Florida drop? Did it stay the same at number two?
Well, now, Florida is just an incredible powerhouse, clearly. I mean, it's when it comes to economic performance, Florida is the top in the country. Economic outlook, there's still a few things they're obviously trying to navigate when the insurance market, property taxes and other things, and so they aren't close to dethroning Utah this year, but they're still a top tier state in the top 15 when it comes to outlook. But if you look at, you know, where Americans are moving, I was just down in Naples, a bunch of great Midwesterners obviously down there, Hugh, that have kept the politics conservative in that part of the state.
My oldest friend lives there.
That's
now
a booming area.
Yeah, but I'm very very worried about one thing, which is that we've got the Floridians are going to figure out that they don't want any more people to move down there, and they're going to throw up some kind of barrier to entry because it is getting awfully crowded. Jonathan Williams, richstatespoorstates.org. If you want to find out where your state is and how it's doing, head over to richstatespoorstates.org. Jonathan, always good to talk to you. Follow him on Twitter, or X, at Tax Economist. I'll be right back. Stay tuned, America.
Portions of the Hugh Hewitt Show are brought to you in part by the American Legislative Exchange Council. Visit ALEC.org for more info.
If and when news happens anywhere, you'll hear it here first.
First,
when Hugh Hewitt continues.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right. I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. We consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. 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 Code word Fred.
Don't miss the podcasts that matter. Now on the Salem Podcast Network, Dinesh D'Souza.
This is a game in which the conclusion comes first, and then you look for data, and then if the data is, quote, disappointing, you start fiddling with the data. You can often claim that the data says something that it doesn't really say. Why? Because the ordinary person never checks.
Seth Holhouse.
We have these agencies, FBI, CIA, Defense Department. Maybe 20 years ago, I would have thought, maybe they picked up on something, they got some intel, and they're trying to help us. But I no longer believe that very much at all.
And Jenna Ellis.
We need to be better prepared
to understand what it is that the left is doing with their arguments so that we can be better prepared to answer these things and to have definitions that matter.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
Are you looking for a way to preserve our founding history and American spirit for generations to come? Look no further than the Blueprints of Liberty Brick. Each brick you purchase helps build Liberty Village, a family destination where youth and families will encounter history like never before. You'll feel a sense of pride and belonging when you see your name engraved on a brick in Liberty Village. The Blueprints of Liberty Brick is a way to leave your mark on the future while preserving our nation's rich heritage. Liberty Village will impact hundreds of thousands of visitors, capturing the lives, moments, and stories of the greatest men and women in our nation's founding history. Join us in creating a legacy for generations to come. Visit UnitedWePledge.org today to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick and learn more about this monumental project.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
People try to put us down.
Talking about my generation. You know, you try and protect people and they're not grateful. Cap Hendricks sent me a note saying, you know, Monty and I were roommates, but it wasn't at Academy. Monty is Admiral Mark Montgomery. He'll be on my podcast today, Highly Concentrated Hugh. I recommend it to you. And I know Jerry Hendricks went to Purdue, and I know that Mark Montgomery went to Penn. Now, Penn, of course, is melting down in its anti-Semitism. And Purdue, of course, did what Indiana teams like Butler always do. They choked in the final of the NCAA. Schroeder, if you're listening, I'm sorry I brought it up again. I don't know what it is about Indiana teams. They choke in the NCAA finals. It just happens. And I'm sorry, but you want me to correct the record? Hendricks is a Purdue man, and Montgomery is a Penn man, and then they became naval officers. And then they redeemed themselves. Let me now turn to what Neil Gorsuch said yesterday in an argument of Fisher versus United States to Solicitor General Prologer, cut number one.
So let me respond to that in two ways. I do want to have a chance to address any concerns about breadth, but the more fundamental point, I think, is that I don't even understand petitioner to be suggesting that you can mix and match the verbs and the nouns from C1 and C2 in this way. Judge Nichols had a more limited view that C2 exclusively focuses on physical objects. It wouldn't apply to things like testimony because of the limitation that he gleaned from C1. Judge Katsas, I think, may be in line with your question, would interpret it more broadly. And the basic point as a textual matter is that there is nothing in the text of C2 itself to disclose what the relevant similarity from C1 ought to be. Instead, we think the relevant similarity is obstruction of an official proceeding, because that's the language Congress chose.
General, if that's the case,
What work does authorized do on your theory? Because I think I might, as I'm hearing you, think that whoever corruptly obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so stands alone. And the otherwise, I'm not hearing what work it does. Can you explain to me what work it does on your view?
Yes. So the work that otherwise does is to set up the relationship between C1 and C2 and make clear that C2 does not cover the conduct that's encompassed by C1. Now, I acknowledge that there
would have been... beyond that, beyond saying, okay, C1 does some things, and the whole rest of the universe of obstructing, impeding, or influencing is conducted by C2. Is that a fair summary of your view?
Yes, but there was a good reason for Congress to do it this way.
Oh,
it traces
understand.
To the statutory history.
I understand that. If I might. So what does that mean for the breadth of this statute? Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify, or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify?
Justice Gorsuch, yeah, look, void for vagueness is a term where you don't understand what's covered by the law, and therefore it's void. And so, fire alarm. Mr. Bowman, we're talking about you. All right, Joe Biden in Scranton yesterday, cut number 21.
One day I showed up at off year convention, and I was in the motel after the local motel getting changed after the afternoon session, go back to the evening session. I'd come down with some young activists, a little older than me, but still young activists, who were involved in trying to reform the party. And I was in one of those 8x10 bathrooms, you know, they have shower, toilet, and a sink, and I got a towel on me and shaving cream, and I hear bam, bam, bam at my door really loudly. And I wonder, what the hell is that? I thought it was this guy, Bob Cunningham, at a radio show, and a couple other guys. So I said, okay, guys. And I walked to the door and opened it up, and standing there was the former governor of the state of Delaware, Albert N. Carville, a big guy, about 6'5", talked at you like this. And the state representative who got defeated 4 years earlier, as a Democratic state rep who was retired, and one of the from the family that had more senators appointed than any other family in American history, to the tunnels, and a former retired justice and the state chairman.
Makes sense to me, right? Makes sense to you. He's perfectly fine to be telling Israel what to do. Makes sense to me. I think it's brilliant rhetoric. It's on point. We're talking, you know, 81 years old and sharp as ever. Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. Stay tuned, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Portions of the Hugh Hewitt Show brought to you by Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For more info, call 888-888-1172.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
The weather is warming up here in the beautiful Florida Keys, and it is the perfect time to make your dream of boat ownership come true. Save this spring with a boat or engine-only loan from Keys Federal Credit Union. We offer competitive rates, 110% financing available, terms up to 240 months, and there are no prepayment penalties. It's time to set sail with your trusted credit union by your side. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier to get your low-rate boat or engine-only loan today. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. See us for details.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 6 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. and Al Romano, Sinatra in the Keys, on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 5 to 8, and Al Romano, Sinatra in the Keys, is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, followed by Gabriel Donahue playing downstairs from 5 to 8, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. And let's see, it is 76 degrees out. Just double-checking the weather forecast for you. Continues to look really nice. It's 76 now. We're on our way to 82. And just double-checking that. Yep, no mention of rain throughout the next few days. Mostly sunny in the daytime. 82 for the high the next couple of days. 84 for the high on Friday. Saturday is going to be a high of 84, and Sunday it will be, whoop, get my right cursor here, there we go, Sunday is 84 for the high as well. No traffic tie-ups to mention as well, so we'll make note of that, that's good, but traffic is still heavy. They say that the peak season has basically waned. I'm not sure that I'm a believer of that just yet. There's a lot of traffic throughout the Lower Keys and Key West. Isle Mirada experiencing some of the same still. Wanted to say hello to a number of people that I got to meet last night at the Isle Mirada Chamber of Commerce networking mixer. There was a grand opening celebration there. Met a lot of people here as well, and they said they were listeners. We certainly appreciate that as well. So a lot of very kind people up in the Upper Keys. A lot of things going on in politics up there. We'll be covering that stuff the next few weeks as well. But it does look like the referendum to stagger the city council for the city of Isle Mirada was voted down. So that referendum will not move forward, giving four-year terms to the city council members in the city of Isle Mirada. So lots of goings on up there. Also a new borough manager, village manager, that is. We'll be talking with him in future dates as well and covering a lot of the topics that are of concern to our listeners up at 96.9 Keys Talk in the Upper Keys. As well as the Lower Keys, plenty of things going on and topics that concern all of us will be coming up on Medical Matters in just a moment. We return to Good Morning Keys momentarily on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys.
Have you ever thought about what a true fiduciary is? Mike Lester is the founder of Talon Wealth, and he believes the definition of a true fiduciary is simple.
A true fiduciary would not sell you a product that they got commission on. A true fiduciary does well when you do well.
Some of those products could be mutual funds, annuities, or even real estate investment trusts. Mike believes a true fiduciary shouldn't get paid before their client does. And that kind of makes sense. Mike is a true fiduciary who's passionate about those near and in retirement being aware of all of your options and making sure you receive the value you're paying for, because every penny counts in retirement. Reach out for a free comprehensive financial plan to see if there are better options available you might not be aware of. 305-360-1000. 305-360-1000. By the way, this process also reveals if you've saved enough to retire comfortably. So, schedule now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
4:31, and here comes Wanda Kiefer. We're going to sandals. We're going to beaches. We've got our passport. We've got a couple of dollars that we don't know what to do with, and we've got some time off. All of this, it's a perfect storm. And Wanda Kiefer's company, All Seasons Vacations, will get you to Jamaica, to the Bahamas, and to wonderful destinations. And we're going to save some money because we're counting down the days to the 20th anniversary of All Seasons Vacations. Congratulations for getting through the recession, for getting through COVID, and for doing what you do and getting these people, that the friends of yours, forever friends, onto these wonderful destinations, Wanda. So let's talk about some deals, please.
To get these deals in this week, we have put together these deals. Every day we're going to have a different deal that is going to come out. So you're going to want to keep an eye on our Facebook page, All Seasons Vacations LLC. Just to show you an instance, we got one out May 19th through the 24th. Now, these are going to happen very quickly, and over the next 2 months, I would say. You're ready to go. You know, you're like, hey, honey, sweetie, whatever, let's get out of here. Grab your passport. It's still good. You know, we have a Sandals OG. This is a one-bedroom butler suite. Pat, I believe you were in this suite when you were there with us, a year or so ago. And we're going to roll this out for $4,084 for a couple. That is for May 19th to the 24th. So again, these will not last long. They're going to go super quick. But hey, you can go to Jamaica. You can be in a butler suite. Have fun. Have them wait on you hand and foot. Bring your drinks. Bring your 24-hour room service. 16 restaurants to enjoy. This is just one destination we have. Every day we're going to be doing a different destination based on the inventory that we have that we want to roll out to you.
And if you've never been, then Wanda will walk you through this. This is important. Well, you've got a beautiful in front of you right now. It gets so much profoundly better with Wanda and her company, All Seasons Vacations, in Jamaica and in the Bahamas. And let's understand a couple of the other properties that you have, sandals and beaches. Where else can we go, Wanda?
You know, we do have them in the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, and Emerald Bay, which is in Georgetown, Bahamas. We have people jetted out this morning. Three couples went to Curacao, which is down in your Southern Caribbean. We also have three beautiful destinations in St. Lucia, three awesome resorts there. We have an anniversary couple left this morning for that destination. We have two in Barbados, side by side, 15 minutes from the airport. We have that one. We have one in Antigua, again, 15 minutes from the airport once you land. Grenada. Grenada is an awesome destination as well. Again, 15 minutes from the airport. And we just opened our one in St. Vincent, which is Guadeloupe, and it is doing fantastic. And that one just opened again about 40 minutes from the airport. So we have these all over the Caribbean. Jamaica is, as you know, is one of my favorite destinations. Hey, you give us a call. We'll look at air for you. We'll get you a great deal on air and be able to link this last minute deal with you and get you to one of these tropical islands.
I want you to go to our Facebook page for Keys Talk and hear the rest of this conversation. It's going to get a little sexy. It's going to get a little salty, and we'll have that for you. Hear the rest of our visit. Look at allseasonsvacations.net, All Seasons Vacations LLC, and hear the rest of this conversation when you go to our Facebook page right now.
And good morning, Keys. Keystar 969-1025, the talk of the Keys. It is 8:38. Still no traffic incidents of major import to report up and down the Keys, other than there are some slowdowns that are unexpected for this time of the year. But anyway, let me get to the task at hand. I'm just double checking something. Okay, good. So it is Nikki the nurse in the house. How are you, Nikki?
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. From Key West Surgical Group, exceptional care close to home, 3136 Northside Drive. In Key West, Dr. Larari and Dr. Smith are at your service, and they've been doing so for many, many years here in Key West. So we thank them very much for that and their entire team. By the way, the Pico Shore Pro Laser, we're about a week and a half away in a rearview mirror of your happy hour, but that was a success.
It was. It was a great success. We've had a couple of people come on in, and I think we've had some pretty happy customers, so.
Well, yeah, indeed, and you're one of them as well.
I am.
When's your next procedure?
I got to wrangle one of the doctors to do it, because I can't do it on myself, although I could try.
Well, have a mirror. You can
A mirror, and I have the safety goggles. So.
You know, it's very difficult doing things in a mirror. Have you found that? Everything's opposite, and
yes.
I always end up going the wrong direction when I'm trying
yes.
to do whatever. But, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I would not.
I wouldn't recommend it either.
PicoSure Pro Laser, though, for skin rejuvenation as well as tattoo removal of even the most intricate sort. So definitely consult with Key West Surgical Group online, keywestsurgicalgroup.com, for revolutionary, one-of-a-kind technology available now in Monroe County with Key West Surgical Group. By the way, Botox.
I thought, yes, we can jump on this. I don't know if you've heard in the news, but I guess there's been some crazy fake Botox circulating. Yeah. Yeah. The FDA, the CDC, and then like the major news outlets have reported a couple of complaints of fake Botox where people had some issues. I think it was nine mm-hmm. people complained after receiving fake Botox.
Actually, I think
it was 19 people
in nine states.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, what are some of the side effects they're experiencing from this fake Botox?
Blurry vision, double vision, drooping eyelids, difficulty swallowing, dry mouth, slurred speech, difficulty breathing, fatigue, and generalized weakness.
Mm, boy. Okay, none of them were hospitalized.
No.
Nine of them, actually. Over half of those people complaining were hospitalized. 21% treated with botulism.
Antitoxin.
Okay. Well.
And that's because they give it when there's a concern that the botulism toxin had went past the site of injection. Okay. So, I mean, besides just aesthetics, Botox blah, blah, has some other medical uses as well, like excessive underarm sweating, muscle disorders such as cerebral palsy, neck spasms, overactive bladder. I know migraines are a big one.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. It's not just, I mean, yes, we use it for our forehead frown lines and our crow's feet. And, you know, so we don't look like we have a mean face.
Exactly. We start becoming that way.
Yeah. But it does have some other medical uses, you know, for certain diseases, but mm-hmm. you need to make sure you have
the
right stuff.
Yeah, Key West Surgical Group Incorporated, exceptional care close to home, bringing you medical matters with Nikki the nurse, 305-294-1041. What is Botox?
Botox is a neurotoxin protein made from bacterium, clostridium, botulinum.
Okay.
Say that fast.
No. It blocks, it blocks chemical signals from the nerves that cause muscles to contract. So that's how it does its magic in the face.
Right. Correct. So then we no longer look like we're frowning all the time.
Okay. Well, now the FDA does approve forms of purified botulinum toxin.
Yes.
For those procedures, cosmetic procedures and the like. They're considered safe when administered by licensed health care providers. That's important.
That is correct.
Who meet medical control standards as dictated by the FDA. However, if it's not properly prepared, stored, or administered, it can have rare but serious illness, botulism.
Yes. Oh, God. Who needs that?
No. Okay. That is treated with an antitoxin.
The antitoxin,
but
right.
Botulism, yeah, I'm not completely familiar with what it is other than it doesn't sound good.
No. So there is, to make sure you don't have a counterfeit product, there are AbbVie and Allergan, which is also part of AbbVie. That's the company that manufactures Botox. And then there is Dysport, too. They are the two, and Zeman. Those are the three that you will see there in that neurotoxin category, and they are FDA approved.
Mm.
So you have to have a medical license. It has to be a doctor that can order it and, you know, use it, as well as, you know, nurse practitioners and physician's assistants under the license of them, and as long as they're trained, they can, you know, do mm-hmm. Botox. However, these counterfeit ones, they're saying that most likely this counterfeit bottle and the people giving them were not really professionally trained to do so.
So where are the counterfeits coming from? Are they like overseas? Do we even
it
know?
It didn't say, but it says here are some signs, including that the outer carton and vial contains a lot number that's C37093, as well as the outer carton, I can't talk today, displaying the active ingredient as botulinum toxin type A instead of, I can't say it,
that's a big
one. Botulinum toxin A.
Okay, so it should say that.
Yes, it should say a name that you shouldn't be able to pronounce that starts with an O.
Yeah.
The outer carton indicates 150 unit doses. This is counterfeit because this is not a unit made by AbbVie or Allergan. Genuine products come in 50, 100, and 200 unit doses.
Wow. So if you know what to look for, it shouldn't be that hard to spot. But so can a patient ask the practitioner
Absolutely.
To see it?
I mean, okay. I wouldn't. If you're going to, you know, most likely you need to go to a practice that has, you know, a reputation, has a medical director. Mm-hmm. You know, you definitely can ask to see the vial. I mean, they do pre-mix them, you know, usually before and come in with a syringe, but it is your right to ask to see the bottle.
Yeah, they even say if the carton has something other than
English on it.
These are all
right, counterfeit.
These are all American companies, it looks like,
yes.
That do make it?
Yes.
Okay. And it's probably patent protected, et cetera, so
right.
You can't just go out and make it.
No, and that's why they said AbbVie and Allergan, they're the two FDA-approved companies that, you know, produce... Mm.
Yeah.
The right Botox.
The real stuff.
The real stuff.
Yeah. Key West Surgical Group, exceptional care close to home, bringing you medical matters. Again, matters of the medical nature that do matter. And this is another one because a lot of people are seeking or have had Botox, Botox treatments here, even locally. But again, it has to be done properly with the FDA authorized Botox product. So,
yes.
Very interesting. So let's see. So if you suspect, though, that you have been the victim of a counterfeit Botox, is there something you can do?
You need to reach out, I think they said, to the FDA or the CDC.
Mm. But the benefits of Botox when you're using it properly and when it's administered properly and it is the genuine product, there are benefits to it.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah,
very
absolutely.
Few side effects?
Yeah, not yet. Usually, I mean, I've had it. I'm not going to lie, but I've never had a problem. I mean, I've never experienced or seen anyone else experience have a problem. And I've met a lot of people that use it for other things like migraines and cerebral palsy or even Bell's palsy, you know, to help, you know, with the muscle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it does have medical benefits.
Yeah. So, but this version of Botox was specifically approved by FDA for...
Oh, yeah. No, you have to... Right. It's either... Yeah. Through. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's Botox, it's Allergan, Dysport, I believe it's Galderma.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, you know, big companies that they put out toxins and fillers, and they are all FDA approved.
Is there a risk of using too much Botox too often, that kind of thing? Usually a medical administrator, a medical practitioner would... I assume monitor how much this is being done.
It's every 3 months.
Is it?
Usually, yes.
Yeah. And it's, too much is not a good thing.
No. Mm. Too much of anything isn't a good thing.
That's true. Everything in moderation. Absolutely. Well, that's important. Yeah, again, it's a very topical and timely topic because a lot of people are looking at or have done Botox. So, again, make sure that it is the genuine article. Anything other than English on the packaging, the lot numbers that we talked about. Key West Surgical Group, of course, will always take care of you in the proper way. 305-294-1041, exceptional care close to home. And again, now really, again, the benefit here with Key West Surgical Group is the revolutionary Pico Short Pro Laser. That
so, yes, and problems. How that comes in with Botox. We do not offer Botox or fillers.
Sorry, yeah.
However, when you do laser treatment such as the Pico Sure Pro,
mm-hmm.
you may reduce the amount of Botox you need every 3 months because
okay.
you are regenerating your own collagen and elastin, so you're smoothing out your own wrinkles from the inside out.
Yeah, so it kind of breaks things up
yes.
internally, right?
And you're doing it more naturally.
Yeah.
So I can attest to that because I had one treatment and I haven't need to go get any Botox.
No, yeah. You're looking fabulous.
Since before Christmas.
Wow,
so,
that's amazing. That really is. Yeah.
So it really, truly makes a difference.
It doesn't have the side effects or the concerns about an improper product being injected. Yeah.
No, it's natural. It's a natural, I mean, the laser's not natural, but it stimulates natural healing. Mm-hmm. And rejuvenation, mm-hmm. and resurfacing.
Gives that glow.
Yes.
No doubt. Well, Nikki the nurse with us, Key West Surgical Group. Exceptional care close to home. Dr. Lurari, Dr. Smith, at your service at 3136 Northside Drive. Online, keywestsurgicalgroup.com as well. So another great topic. I'm sure a lot of people were listening and did take note because there's a lot of people doing the Botox thing these days. So
anything
we missed talking about?
No, I think that's it.
Yay. Okay. Well, very good. I appreciate you being here and we will see you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nikki the Nurse, Key West Surgical Group with Medical Matters. On Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys, we return in a moment.
Have you ever thought about what a true fiduciary is? Mike Lester is the founder of Talon Wealth, and he believes the definition of a true fiduciary is simple.
A true fiduciary would not sell you a product that they got commission on. A true fiduciary does well when you do well.
Some of those products could be mutual funds, annuities, or even real estate investment trusts. Mike believes a true fiduciary shouldn't get paid before their client does, and that kind of makes sense. Mike is a true fiduciary who's passionate about those near and in retirement being aware of all of your options. And making sure you receive the value you're paying for, because every penny counts in retirement. Reach out for a free comprehensive financial plan to see if there are better options available you might not be aware of. 305-360-1000. 305-360-1000. By the way, this process also reveals if you've saved enough to retire comfortably. So, schedule now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
Are you frustrated by weight gain even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy. And the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. And the big difference at Keys Med Spa, this is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, BioT hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if BioT hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
Whoa, what a whopper. Where's my net? Whoa! Help! Help!
They say your life flashes before your eyes, right before you die.
It's a girl!
Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com for more information.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Good morning, Keys, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
Good morning, Keys. It is 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys at, it's 8:52 now, and we say good morning to Scott Atwell. Scott is the Sanctuary Communications Manager for the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. Good morning, Scott.
Very pleasant. Good morning to you, Michael.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and you say that like a pro. You, I tell you, you show me up every time, and I certainly admire that. So let's talk about the advisory. The meeting of the Sanctuary's Advisory Council was just about 24 hours ago or so in Marathon. So give us the highlights. How did that meeting go?
Well, it was really an informative meeting. In fact, one of the advisory council members said it was the best meeting he had been a part of ever. So that's high praise indeed. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had to get an update on the sawfish, which we did from DEP and FWC. The latest count is it's up to 40 sawfish mortalities. And since official reports began coming in December the 1st, there are now 430 reports of abnormal fish behavior. Lead agencies on this are FWC and DEP, along with a lot of help from Bonefish Tarpon Trust, the Lower Keys Fishing Guides, and the University of West Florida. And it was mentioned yesterday that there are 30 full-time staff members with the state who are involved in trying to figure this out. But as of yet, still the cause is unknown. So yeah. The work continues, but clearly a lot of people are on the job.
Yeah, Scott.
Scott,
can I just ask real quickly, when you had mentioned 40 sawfish deaths being reported, numerous behavior reports as well, is that number overall? Is that being experienced, up towards the Upper Keys and in towards the mainland in the bay, or is that number predominantly coming from the Keys?
Most of it is in the Lower Keys. It's been as far north as Isla Mirada, and I think there was one off of the Everglades. Mm-hmm. But definitely in our neck of the woods, and most of it in the Lower Keys.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. All right. So continue.
Yeah. So there were some other interesting presentations. Another one from FWC about the research is taking place at Western Dry Rocks during the fishing closure there. This is an area about 5 to 7 miles off of Key West where the fish come back every year. Nature is amazing. They come back there to spawn. Mm-hmm. Local fishermen have known that for a long time, and it was like shooting fish in a barrel. So FWC decided to put a fishing closure there during that spawning season from April to July, but it sunsets after 7 years. And the reason FWC did that is they wanted to find out what the science was to understand if they should extend it. And so yesterday's presentation was about all the research that's taking place to understand what's going on during that closure. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really interesting. And it's clear that there's a lot of hard science taking place at Western Dry Rocks right now. Mm-hmm. We also had a presentation from iCare about sponge restoration, which was really interesting. And it was the first chance for us to hear from the brand new the county's artificial reef director, Hannah Cook, about her plan to take that state money. I think they've got $10 million in the bank and maybe another $5 million coming to begin a habitat enhancement program in the Florida Keys. So all in all, a great meeting. And as a reminder, our Sanctuary Advisory Council is made up of representatives from all of the various user groups in the Florida Keys. So it's a real talented group of people. We meet every other month, and so the next meeting will be, I guess, in June, again, in Marathon.
Very good. It is Scott Atwell. He is Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary Communications Manager on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. So you had noted here, Scott, about Blue Star Operators. So let's talk about that. What is that, and who's the latest to sign up?
Well, the Blue Star program is something we started several years ago. It's both for fishing, charter fishermen, and also dive operators. And it's a program that elevates these professionals who take on the added responsibility of educating their clients about the ecosystem and how to be good stewards of the ecosystem. And so we are proud to welcome the 34th dive operator, South Point Divers off Front Street in Key West. They are the latest on the list, but not latest to the cause. They've been a family-operated shop in Key West since 1991. They make daily trips out to the Vandenberg and also to the reef. And we're just happy to welcome them. And as I mentioned, it is a commitment by these operators. They have to go through training on the front end. They have to go through annual training to make sure they're doing the things that they need to be doing. And we have, as I said, 34 dive operators up and down the Keys. And we're just really pleased about their commitment to the cause. And we have a saying, look before you book. So if you have, if any of the listeners have friends who are coming down and they're going to go on a charter fishing excursion or they're going to be diving, we recommend that they first make sure that those operators are part of the Blue Star program, so you know that they're doing it responsibly for the health of the ecosystem.
Very good. Well, Scott, your superintendent, Sarah Fangman, is going to be out speaking once again. She has a speaking engagement tomorrow. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a big speaking engagement. You might know that the College of the Florida Keys has a VIP speaker series where they invite really distinguished and interesting people to come and speak during the course of the year. So she is the guest speaker tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Tennessee Williams Theater there on Stock Island. And, of course, she's going to be talking about all the challenges that are taking place, you know, in the waters around the Florida Keys. There's no shortage of challenges, whether it's, you know, the spinning sawfish or the heat stress that we saw last summer, or any number of things, and how we as an organization are, you know, trying to do our part to help things out. So 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Sarah Fangman, the guest speaker at College of the Florida Keys.
Well, a lot of people taking interest in the National Marine Sanctuary and in the waters overall with the challenges we are having. And Superintendent Fangman often talks about the increasing challenges from natural and human-made and human-caused stressors. So I'm sure that that will be front and center again tomorrow night, as you mentioned. So speaking of the superintendent, Scott, there's a new deputy superintendent about to be on the job. That's going to be a welcomed addition. What can you tell us about that individual?
His name is David Burke. He is a former Navy captain who most recently served as chief of staff for the Joint Interagency Task Force South.
Wow.
In Key West, of course, the elite joint interagency group headquartered there in the Truman Annex. So David is going to know his way to work for sure, because GIADF is right across the street from our building, so in Truman Annex, so he won't have to go very far.
Yeah.
But Captain Burke and his family have lived in Key West since 2020, so it's always great to have someone who understands the local landscape, and he will begin work on Monday. He's of course, it will be right hand to Sarah's work, a lot of it internal type of things, budgets and that sort of thing. He's used to working with government budgets, and we look forward to welcoming him on Monday.
Well, I'm sure he is familiar with the ocean and the National Marine Sanctuary in particular, so sounds like you all have made a wonderful addition there to the National Marine Sanctuary team. It is Scott Atwell. He is the communications manager for the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And let's talk buoys then. I had an interesting story coming out of the buoy family, Scott, in the latest week. So fill us in.
You know, sometimes you just never know what is going to grab people's attention, but this one did. Last Friday, we got word from a small island in Scotland that one of our buoys washed up there, and they sent pictures. Of course, these buoys, you know, they have a sticker on them that if you ever find it, you know, let us know. People dutifully do that. And this has happened before in the past, but this particular landing was especially interesting because the island that it washed up on was the Isle of Eriskay. Only 140 people live there, but it has an interesting history in that in 1941, it's a place where a ship carrying 57,000 bottles of whiskey grounded, and the locals sort of rescued those bottles and hid them all over the island, and there was a movie about it called Whiskey Galore a few years later. But anyway, so we posted these pictures, told that little story. And I got to tell you, it's just, I'm getting, you know, phone calls from reporters all around the world. Yesterday, I took one from The Guardian in London, so they're going to run something on it as well. But it's on our Facebook page if you want to see it. And it's things that we've seen before. You know, the buoys, they break away on occasion. They get in the Gulf Stream, and they end up 3,400 miles later over in Europe somewhere. And this is another case, but it captured people's attention. And it's just it's a good story to smile about it.
Yeah, I had heard that from our Florida Newswire as well, so I'm sure that story has been making the rounds. But thanks for the details on that. And it does go to show you that those buoys are made to last anyway, making a transatlantic trek all the way across to Scotland. That's pretty wild. So, Scott.
Yeah, one of the questions we get asked is how long does it take? And it's hard to know because we don't know exactly when they break free. So,
yeah.
Quite a while. It could be a month. It could be a year. You know,
very, very interesting. So maritime heritage. We talk about that as well from time to time. Another way of saying shipwrecks. So your archaeologists have uncovered something as of late. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So much to the delight of our maritime heritage team, a woman in Massachusetts got a piece of furniture recently and found inside one of the drawer is a small green military notebook, and it upon further inspection it was found to be a logbook of information about the USS Amesbury, which is one of the shipwrecks on our shipwreck trail off of the Florida Keys. And so she reached out to us about it. We don't know anything about the author of the book, but it describes many of the Amesbury's activities and travels during World War II, and the information, of course, is another valuable resource for our research into that vessel's history. So we thank Brenda O'Keefe. The Amesbury, it's known locally as the Alexander's Wreck. It was a U.S. Navy destroyer escort in 1943. It was later converted to a high-speed transport vessel and was actually part of the D-Day activities and later stationed for a brief time in Key West. It was being towed to deep water to be sunk as an artificial reef when it grounded and broke up in a storm before it could be refloated, and now rests 5 miles west of Key West. And if you're interested in seeing that notebook, there are pictures of it on our Facebook page from last week.
Another great story, most certainly. Between